Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Look, we know the four teams. We know the most likely scenario, but we know the four teams it could possibly be for Kansas City, which is, of course, Denver again, the Chargers again, the Texans again. It's a lot of the same teams that you would, and then who am I missing?
Chargers,
Steelers. I think maybe I missed whatever.
Yeah.
So the Steelers is the final possible playoff team. I'll be honest. I don't want to take anything away from the game on Sunday because they obviously showed up with no intent of taking this game seriously, and so I choose to not take this seriously. If you had told me before the season started, knowing what I knew about the AFC, that those were the four possible playoff teams the Chiefs would face. I'd take it. I'd still take it. That is not that bad of a matchup to host the Arrowhead Invitational for the fourth straight time. There are some I would prefer over others, but you got two teams that you are 3-1 against total, 3-0-1, if you just want to call, or 3-0 with a nothing against the Denver game. Steelers team that you kicked, I almost said a bad word, you kicked the hell out of. That's not the right way, but, you know, you beat up pretty bad. And then a Texans team who is worse than you and maybe the worst of the four playoff teams. This, as I had said a couple weeks ago, is lining up to be the easiest possible path they could have had in the postseason.
The path...
I mean, it's not easy, but it's the easiest possible.
Well, it sets up to where you look at Baltimore, barring an upset. Baltimore would, we all think, end up playing the divisional round game at Buffalo, and the Chiefs would avoid having to play both of those teams. That's why. No, upsets happen. You never know. I'm not confident that that Denver's going into Buffalo on Sunday and going to get that win. I'm not really confident that Pittsburgh's going to go beat Baltimore based on what we've seen from the Steelers as of late. So it looks like the Chiefs will face off with the winner of the Texans-Chargers game. That's what it looks like if there's no upsets. They'll play the winner of the 4-5 game. And yeah, that's not daunting. I think if we're saying like who's more dangerous out of that group, I would be less likely interested in playing the Chargers again than I would the Texans.
That's because the quarterback, isn't it?
It's the quarterback, but also Harbaugh and his style. They can make it an ugly defensive battle type of game. I don't think the Texans just have the personnel this year to get it done. We talked about going into the Texans game even. I don't think the Texans are that good of a football team. I think they're a very, very average team, and they've also had so many injuries that have caught up to them. Whereas the Chargers are starting to get healthier. Harbaugh is going to have a good game plan. I have no doubt in my mind with that. So, I mean, I think the Chargers are going to go down to Houston and win, and I think most likely the Chiefs are going to be playing the Chargers divisional round weekend. I hope that's not the case. I would love the Steelers to upset the Ravens or something like that. Can I say one thing, though? It's related to this.
Sure.
Just out of the gate, just because we didn't get to it yesterday, and it would have been a little fresher yesterday. You said, hey, you're not going to put much stock in Sunday's game, and I'm 100% with you. The Chiefs, one more time, reminder for those specifically nationally and in Cincinnati, I guess. The Chiefs did not owe any of you a damn thing on Sunday. The Eagles rested their starters. The Rams rested their starters.
I don't know how you
handle Bills
it.
Rested their starters except for one snap to make sure Josh Allen got his consecutive game streak or whatever the hell it was.
Consecutive starts.
Sure. They didn't owe anybody anything else. Their job is to be healthy and prepared to win a third straight Super Bowl, not help out the team that may have lost to the Patriots earlier in the year and performed like crap in September for the fourth straight year under their head coach. They didn't owe you anything. Why are we judging the Chiefs differently and them resting their starters than anybody else? This isn't a new concept. Have we lost our minds? Is that what the Chiefs derangement syndrome as another side effect outside of Kansas City? Why are we judging anybody for resting their players the final week of the season? This happens every year. Every year.
Because it screwed over the team that everybody else wanted, and that's why.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, then, no offense. I sent out a box score, and I stand by this. The Bengals this season once lost to the Patriots 16-10.
Correct.
They wouldn't even have had to have
they did it
Denver
to themselves.
Win this game. This is your own doing, Cincinnati. You could have won. They won four games in September, October, and November. Do you just want to, like, maybe try to be a mediocre football team sometime in the first 3 months? Joe Burrow played all 17 games this year, and they could only manage nine wins. That's not on the Chiefs. Chiefs don't owe it to anybody. I don't think they were doing it to stick it to Cincinnati. They just didn't owe them anything to save them.
They also had a vanilla game plan because there is a scenario. I don't think it's going to happen. But if the Broncos were to upset the Bills, the Chiefs would be turning around and playing the Denver Broncos in 2 weeks. That's another factor. The opponent they were playing on Sunday is one that they might. This is just shouldn't even be that complicated. Nobody wants to take responsibility for them not handling their business. And I'll particular point out September with Cincinnati and the ongoing struggles. So, yeah, like I'm not saying Cincinnati fans should be happy they're out of the playoffs. Of course not. But this idea like the Chiefs owed you a damn thing is so weird. It's so bizarre. And I don't know, Drew, I don't know if you're saying that, but there's a huge chunk of Cincinnati fans and national media. Like, we lost our minds.
They shouldn't have just let it in. And they also pretend like because it's the 17 weeks that makes a difference. In the history of my time watching football, the Chiefs, had there not been an 18 game, they would have also still clinched it. And Cincinnati still would have lost out. They would have just clinched it a week earlier. It doesn't, it's pretending like in a 17 game or in a 17 week schedule, 16 game schedule, the teams didn't sit their starters the final week of the regular season. It used to occur all the time. It was like it was like Chris Broussard, everyone just like, it's not fair. I'm like, I'm sorry, Cincinnati. You know what's not fair?
I was not one of those people, by the way. I was not.
That's a good thing to get on the record.
I appreciate that.
At least being reasonable enough to be like, they don't owe you anything. And you get the win on Saturday, even though it's a bit of a sweat. The Jets did you the favor, and the Chiefs didn't even give you a tiny sliver of hope.
That game got to 14-0 so fast, I was like, this game's over.
Yeah, dude.
Good night. It was a fun season while it lasted.
It was nuts. And so, it just, so silly that became a national narrative that for some reason the Chiefs owed a 9-8 team a chance to get into the postseason.
And now
because they sleptwalked through 3 months of the season.
And now the next 3 weeks, the Bengals are sitting their starters, too. So, I mean, it's kind of weird how that all works out.
They're resting for.
Yeah.
I mean, do you realize it's been 800 days since Cincinnati beat the Chiefs? The Chiefs have won more Super Bowls than the Bengals have made the playoffs the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. That is a team to not be taken seriously until they prove to be taken seriously again. They used to be the single biggest threat for Kansas City because Burrow played his best games against them. They're not. The Bills remain the single biggest threat to Kansas City, or the Ravens if you're big on them, or whatever else. And the whole resting the starters part, this week in the NFL made it very obvious why that was important. Did you see what happened? Jordan Love hurt his elbow. They lost a starting wide receiver for the rest of the year. Zay Flowers is hurt. Mm-hmm. Do I need to go on? Detroit lost another starter. Kansas City put all their eggs in the earlier part of the regular season basket. So that by the time this came, they got to take a month off. They got to take 4 weeks off because the alternative was, had they needed the final game, is they wouldn't even gotten a single week off. They had to play in the wild card game. They'd had to play 15 straight weeks or something based on their bye. They needed this. And now Patrick Mahomes gets to witness the birth of his kid. As a result of it, you don't have to worry about it. I think she's being induced today. Is that what they said? Or tomorrow?
It was next Monday, but I could be wrong.
Maybe it's next Monday. Sometime here soon.
Congratulations to them.
But whenever that does occur. But it's they played for this. Cincinnati should have fought harder in the earlier part of the season if they wanted to be in the playoffs. They let Denver in.
It was quite a journey all year, Drew. You know, we had some fun back and forth.
You guys had a chance there.
Chances and chances. I told you, you got your hopes up, and all it did was cost you draft position. Now you're picking like 17th or 18th in the draft.
It honestly doesn't matter. It's okay. They're going to figure it out. Because they're
going to figure it out.
They're going to pay T. Higgins. They're going to pay Jamar Chase.
They fired your DC. They fired DC that I was told 2 years ago was the mastermind, that he had Mahomes' number.
I think he still does, but that's the only number he has.
Their defensive coordinator should get a head coaching gig and all this, and then they ran him out of town. I didn't know Lou Anarumo was the problem for September games. All those one-win Septembers and winless Septembers. Not Zach Taylor.
Hang on.
No, it was Lou Anarumo.
Zach Taylor's the reason why they even had a shot in the playoffs, I think, to begin with, because the offense was so good.
Mm-hmm. What about September?
It's really hard for you to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs when you're 2-15 because you can't game plan for anybody else. You know, I think that's the problem with the Bengals. Like, hey, he's got Mahomes' number more than anybody else, but he doesn't have anybody else's number.
The Chiefs should hire him at the Chiefs are going to face should hire him as a consultant. Like, if I'm the Texans or. Yeah, not as a defense coordinator, Drew, as a consultant. If they were to hire Lou Anarumo, because I'm told he's the genius that can stop Patrick Mahomes. So if I'm the Bills, if I'm the Bills, I should hire him as a consultant. He can stop Mahomes. I'm told that he's the only guy that can stop Mahomes. So
it's actually not the worst strategy. But you know, the Bills' problem is getting past Mahomes, and we understand that some people, like Spags, always had Tom Brady's number or anybody else, right? Sometimes people just kind of get you. I would argue that that guy maybe kind of had a number on the Chiefs a couple of times. Although, again, they haven't beaten them in like 2 years, 3 years. Well, I don't know. It's been a long time since Cincinnati.
They've lost three in a row. But so it's nice to not see them in the playoffs. Sorry, Drew. Very nice not to see them because we're so afraid. That's what it is. The Chiefs were also,
scared.
The Chiefs were also afraid of them, I guess, last year when they sat their starters, last year when the Bengals were already eliminated.
Same argument applies.
Mm-hmm. They laid down.
Yeah, well, they did.
They laid down.
And I would have been fine if Cincinnati made the postseason because it would have been either the Buffalo Bills were eliminated.
That's right.
Or nothing changed, and the Bills move on to the second round. I feel the same way now. Go Denver. Go Broncos.
Absolutely.
You know, what do I care? Sure. Knock out Buffalo. Be like, but then they would have beaten Buffalo. Aren't you afraid? I feel fine.
Yeah, I would love to see I think Bo Nix is trying to become the 11th or 12th rookie quarterback to win his first playoff game. Mm-hmm. Be a hell of a win if they go to Buffalo and get that done. I'm not counting on it, but as you said, that would be a great surprise.
I actually put that as the least likely upset of the entire wild card weekend.
I think that's probably
We'll probably do that ranking later on in the week, but I'll just be honest with you. If you made me, I'm going to guess that's the least likely one to occur.